Welcome to the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast. This is the podcast where you get life and leadership advice from a single-handed perspective. Glad you joined us. We are in the middle of a podcast series talking about the will of God, discovering God's will. If you have not been listening, go back and listen to the last episode so you can get caught up. It's only about 11, 12 minutes, and it'll get you where we are right now. I'll give a little refresh just to keep everyone on the same page. We're glad you joined us right here on the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast. Let's get rolling. I want to say before we begin how much I appreciate everyone who has already pre-ordered Battle the Beast, Defeating the Lions That Oppose Your Destiny. That brand new book is now available for pre-order. I do have copies in hand, however, and I will be traveling to a few places over the next few weeks. And so if you're near, come by. We'll put a signature in it. It's going to increase the value, but maybe it will. But I want to say a great big thank you to everyone who's already pre-ordered, and I've already mentioned how much they're enjoying it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. You can go to PentecostalPublishing.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. That link went with that click a little too much there. So anyways, I'll try to back off the mic here. I hope you will enjoy it. Pre-order it. You get 10% off right now. It is expected to start hitting mailboxes on or before April 16th. So make sure that you put your order in so you can take advantage of the 10% discount. Or if you want to see me someplace, I'm going to be in California this week and a couple more weeks, going to be back out there. So I'll be traveling a bit and would love to meet you, sign it, talk to you. Also, go to my Instagram at Darren Sargent. There is a giveaway going on right now. If you follow the giveaway instruction, you will have the opportunity. I'm giving away two books. So go check it out at Darren Sargent on Instagram, and you can find out that information. It's one of my reels there that says giveaway alert or something like that. All right. Well, last week we kind of ended up talking about God's perfect will, or the three words, basically descriptive words that are used in regards to the will of God. We talked about God's perfect will. We talked about God's permissive will. And then we ended talking a little bit about God's prevailing will. Now I want to kind of dive in. There are some common questions that I hear from a lot of people regarding the will of God. They're questions that I think we need to maybe look at. We don't have really a whole lot of time to just dive into all of them in depth as I would like, but at least we can kind of maybe just brush the surface, and then we will come back maybe at another time and talk more in depth on each of these. But there are a lot of questions regarding God's will, what it is, how it works, all of that. The first question that I think I hear a lot, and if you're out there, maybe you've heard this as well, or maybe you've even asked this question, and it's, has God already determined his will for me? I believe that God's will for you was prepared for you in advance. Ephesians 2:10 tells us, for we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God has an ultimate purpose that he wants you to fulfill. We talked a little bit about this last week, and so I'm just kind of doing a refresh here. Here's another question I hear often. Can I actually know God's will for my life? Well, yeah, I believe you can, because God has this desire to reveal his will to us in a very personal way. Acts 22:14, then he said, the God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear words from his mouth. But then that leads probably to the next question, how does God reveal his will? And we talked about this. God reveals his will primarily through the word of God. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. James said, whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. I believe that God's first and foremost will for your life, for my life, is that we obey his word. that we live holy, we live godly, we be witnesses, we love others. All of those things are important. I think we need to make sure that we're not seeking his specific will for our lives until we've dedicated ourselves to his general will for our life, to, and that's just to live for him. And his word impacts his will. It gives us direction. His spirit, John 16, 13 said, but when he, the spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. I believe spiritual authority figures in our life are pastors, those that have that place in our lives. We get direction from God, from them. I'm thankful for a pastor. I'm thankful for someone who will speak into my life. It's important. I don't want to be a lone ranger out doing my own thing. I want the voice of God's pastor for me to be able to speak into my life and me be able to take it and apply it. So God uses spiritual authority figures. Hebrews 13, 17 says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. I want my pastor to look at my life and feel joy when he looks at Darren Sargent, not, oh man, Darren's here again. Number four, will God reveal the whole blueprint of my life in one moment? I don't believe so. Maybe he has for some, but I think discovering God's will is kind of like reading a scroll. He teaches and guides us as he kind of unrolls the scroll one day at a time, one week at a time, one month at a time. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Do not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, but must be controlled by bit and bridle, or they will not come to you. In other words, don't be stubborn. Don't seek your own way. And then he continues, many are the woes of the wicked, but the Lord's unfailing love surrounds the man who trusts in him. When you and I trust God, I believe his love surrounds us. It puts borders around us, and he keeps us on track with his will. Here's another question. Why does God's will for me sometimes include sorrow and affliction? Suffering is something that allows us, I think, to see God's sufficiency as we learn to depend on him. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 119, verse 71, it was good for me to have been afflicted so that I might learn your commandments, your decrees, your ways. It's in these trying times that we tend to draw closer to God. We learn more about him, more about his ways. In my book, Battle the Beast, I talk about the crucibles and how God uses those things in life to teach us, to mold us, to shape us. Another question is, what decisions are pleasing to God? Well, I believe, first of all, the decisions that are pleasing to God are the decisions that God initiates. Proverbs 4:11, I guide you in the way of wisdom. I lead you along straight paths. When we are looking at his direction and we are doing what he is asking us to do, that pleases God. Another decision that pleases God is when we line up with his word. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 119, again, I love that psalm. Psalm 119, 133, direct my steps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. What other decisions please God? Decisions that accomplish his purpose. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Decisions that depend on his strength. That's why Paul would write to the Philippians and say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And finally, decisions that please God are decisions that result in giving him glory. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. See, these are important things. Next week, we're going to kind of pick up. We're going to talk about the six types of decision-making, and we'll look at some tests that determine if we're acting in God's will. And I think it will help us. I think this will be something that will help us all grow. I hope you're enjoying it. Make sure to comment. Make sure to share. Make sure to let other people know about the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast as we dive into discovering God's will. Hope you're enjoying it. Remember, you can go on to Instagram at Darren Sargent, and you can find my reel that talks about my giveaway. We'll be drawing this on the 27th of March. So if you're listening to it before the 27th, then you probably need to go check it out real quick. If you're listening afterwards, go buy the book. Go to PentecostalPublishing.com. You can get the Kindle version on Amazon, and I hope that it will be a blessing to you. Battle the beast. I'll put some links in the show notes. God bless. Have a great day. Remember, God's will for your life is something He wants us to follow. Have a blessed day.